Hi, this is Heaton Cha.
And this is Steli Efti.
With the Startup Chat.
And in today's episode, we're going to talk about fundraising advice that you typically don't hear about in public very often.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
So, well, at least we're going to attempt to share some fundraising and investor advice that is very uncommon to be shared.
So, Steli, let's start with some context. So, how many people do you talk to on, let's say, a monthly basis about fundraising, like entrepreneurs that are fundraising?
Yeah, it fluctuates. But I would say at least 5 to 10.
Okay, cool. I'm about double that. So I'll be at about 10 to 20 easy in most months. Right now, December, since no one's fundraising, obviously it's a lot lower.
Yeah.
But like generally speaking, I'm about double that. So I just want to give people context that between Steli and I, we're having almost like, I would say 40, 50 conversations, right? Roughly.
Yeah.
With founders that are trying to raise money or thinking about raising money. And I think I love this topic. I'm excited to talk about it with you, Steli, because like, there's probably so much advice we give that's either unorthodox or just most people haven't read or haven't thought about. So yeah, I mean, are we just going to do rapid fire like a bunch of these
just,
or what?
Let's just rapid fire this.
All right, go for it.
We'll challenge each other with coming up with things that we think are not common fundraising advice.
Sounds good.
Here's my number one uncommon fundraising advice, I think, or investment advice. Which is be careful of overvaluing domain expertise in your investor. Especially the earlier you are as a startup, the less I think that matters, or at least it doesn't matter as much as you think.
Yeah, I love this. But just to pause real quick right there, the worst thing I hear related to this is, Heaton, who do you think would be a good investor for my marketing tool, right? Or who would be a good investor that invests in marketing tools? Right? That's like the most it's probably the most common thing I hear when it comes to this.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know who invests in marketing. I don't know. They all do. Like if you go look at most portfolios, they get diversified over time. I mean, this is like a pet peeve of mine. Like no offense to anybody out there that might be, you know, an investor that's focused, but like even like a mobile focus, right? Like it only makes sense to have a mobile focus fund for a short period of time, I would say. Because eventually like everything's everything. Right. So you just have a fund.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And I get there's some B2B focus, consumer focus, but those are big categories, right? Like and really wide. That's cool. But like outside of that, I feel like the depth, health is also one where it's cool. But like in general, on the flip side, right? Like it's not very common to see things like marketing or sales or all that and have an investor in a lot of them because oftentimes a lot of them are competing with each other.
The other thing is that the one reason why I don't think that a lot of entrepreneurs are overvaluing this, especially in the early stages. Now, this is different. If you're Series B, Series C, if you are product market fit, you're growing, you're looking for scale, it might make sense to go really and find some investors that you know can get you to this very next strategic step because they've done it multiple times. But when you're just starting out, you don't fucking know if what you're starting out will end up being what you really truly are, and most likely you won't. So you go and bring somebody that's a super hyper ninja domain expert in this really small niche that you're trying to attack, and 6 months down the line, you've changed what you're doing into an area where now this investor brings zero value. And that doesn't mean that they can't be a good investor. It just means that you need to be careful to not overvalue that domain expertise and think, oh, this investor is going to be great because they have done this mobile gaming ad network in, you know, growing markets in Africa before. And we're trying to do something similar. So they're going to be amazing. They're going to be a game changer for us. And then 6 months down the line, you're like, oh, we've completely changed and now we're doing this totally different thing. And what do you do now with this massive domain expertise of this investor's? It's kind of going to be useless to you. And the question is, did you give them too much equity? Did you put in too much hope? Well, a lot of times there's a mismatch down the line. Not to say you shouldn't bring people in as investors that have domain expertise. Don't overvalue it when you're early because you don't know if you're going to really need it half a year or a year down the line.
Yeah, and that can even bias what you end up building, what you learn, because this investor has so much domain expertise. They're always going to want you to build that. Right. So then the relationship won't be as like fruitful because they might even be a bad investor for you if you completely change direction.
Exactly. All right. What is other unusual fundraising advice that we give, or investor advice that we give to people that, I mean, there's a lot. So just in general, for people that are interested in this topic, there's a shit ton of content out there. And I think a lot of really good content. I don't know what I would advise somebody to do. I mean, probably going to Hacker News and search.
Yeah, I think this is a great tip. So we can just riff on how do you get information about this, yeah. Right? Because like just in general, uncommon or not, I feel like founders are not informed. So that's the problem, right? Yep. Uncommon thing is go inform yourself, because most of you guys, you're not informed when I'm talking to you, right? But anyways, one thing I would say is like venturehacks.com is still, even though it's like 10 years old now, like some of the content and stuff like that, it's still an amazing resource for anything fundraising.
Yeah.
Anything funding even.
I would say everything that YC has put out there. So there's